Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Bob Nation.
Let's go. We're on a heater, Jake.
On an absolute heater. Welcome into DMVR Buffs Prime Time, presented by Illegal Pete's, everyone's go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers. We got Arden Walker here in studio, man. Welcome in.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Good, good, man. Just how's this offseason been so far for you?
It's been great so far. So everybody's like just getting acclimated back to Boulder and stuff. And like, so you're hitting it like head on the hill. So
love it, man.
I like this. We've been having the offensive linemen in here. They come in, you know, sweats, and, you know, all Buffs gear. Arden came, had to get a fit off.
That's always on the way. I love a dress.
I love it, man.
I wore my Nuggets championship shirt today just because I remember you said you were a Lakers fan last time we talked.
Well, I love my boy CB, though, Christian. All right, that's my dog.
There you go.
Yeah, nah, you know, I've been at a couple games, actually, like the last couple weeks. So.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Man, they're fun to watch.
Yeah, facts. The games are always a great time.
I was going to ask you that because someone told me that you were kind of boys with CB.
Oh, that's my guy, yeah. As I said, I literally was at the game, what, Saturday, and we played the 76ers.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you guys meet?
We met through, like, mutuals, actually. I forgot how, but it was, like, a long time ago.
Yeah.
I was at Mizzou, but...
Yeah. I was going to say, like, rivals.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy, but I still be showing them love regardless. And, of course, I watch the Kansas games and stuff here and there, so...
Love it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's start with last season real quick. Obviously, some real highs, real lows last year. How would you describe the 2023 season for you?
Personally, I feel like it was like a guinea pig year, just like in general for everybody. Mm-hmm. But like me specifically speaking, like I really feel like it was just getting my feet wet because I finally had the opportunity to really have like actual reps and snaps. Mm-hmm. So. I feel like that's what I'll just kind of see what the lay of the land was on the field and kind of just know what I need to do and improve on and stuff. So going into this season, but I felt good about it though, honestly. And then, I mean, I was under like Jordan Dominick's wing kind of,
yep.
And you know, he'd been playing for a couple of years. He's technically a vet, you could say.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, I kind of was under him and just kind of learning from him as well. But mm-hmm. I feel like I'm ready to step into a role now.
You say a guinea pig year, which kind of implies learning, you know, experimenting.
Exactly.
What do you think the lessons were that came out of the season?
I feel like just from a team aspect and just learning actually how to win, like that takes a couple guys and people that are experienced. I mean, obviously my coach, but like I'm saying in terms of just some of the guys have been around and even having that mindset and stuff. Just so building a culture, of course. So,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Well, so I remember we were talking to you early in the off season. We were like, well, what brought you to Colorado? One of the things you said was Coach Nick. What has that transition been like for you going from him to Coach Dancy?
Coach Dancy, he just as good. Like I said, he took me on, like, wanted me to be great. He's going to be pushing me this upcoming offseason and stuff and spring ball, I assume. So, like I said, we're going to get to work. So, and obviously, college football is a business, so that's how stuff goes. You got to be used to it, I guess.
Was it hard at first?
I'll say when I was a freshman, yeah, but now it's like, hey, somebody's in, somebody's out. Like, hey, can't be mad, I guess.
You're weathered by the business now of college
exactly.
football.
That's what I'm saying. Like.
Coach Nick did mention, I think it was the last media availability we had of the season, and mm-hmm. JD said it too, that you were really coming on later in the year and just really kind of growing into yourself as a player. What do you think, or what would you attribute that growth to?
I definitely say getting into the playbook and then actually just learning the system. Like I, at the time, obviously Coach Kelly, but just like it was a new position for me, like learning to be an outside linebacker really. So I just kind of really put my foot down and made sure I was just put my foot down and my head down, just make sure I was working on my skills and just like learning how to actually play the position. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, just getting advice from them and then really just trying to add it to my game and mold myself. But
I hadn't really thought of this, but we haven't talked to a defensive player yet this offseason, Jay.
No.
You quickly, you know, got a new position coach.
Right.
But you guys have been waiting kind of patiently to find out who your defensive coordinator.
DC, yeah.
What has that experience been like? I think a lot of people, I guess, are maybe not panicking, but like, what's going on here?
Antsy.
Yeah, very antsy to find out who it is. From your guys' perspective, do you think there's a big impact on not necessarily having a defensive coordinator right now?
No, I mean, right now we have to just focus on the team and just make sure we're still coming together, because regardless, like I said, it's a business. So no matter who's in the chair, who's in the office, like, we got to make sure we're together. And like, at the end of the day, we're the ones that put the pads on and stuff. So it's like, if we're not not playing together or not playing well, like, it wouldn't matter the scheme or not. So
are you guys like, are defensive players in the locker room being like, hey, did you hear this rumor that it might be this guy? Or
honestly, no. Like I said, we've been just focusing on everybody coming in. Like, I promise you, like, everybody's been focused on our workouts and just getting better, like, each and every day, just in our skills and then strength, so, and conditioning, obviously.
Do you think that, I guess, maybe last year it was just a lot at one time, you know, learning a playbook, trying to learn how to become a team all at once? How would you compare, I guess, this point this year to this point last year?
I feel like now that, when I was telling you guys, like, originally about, like, Coach Prime establishing, like, that pro environment, that's really what it is. Like, you really have to learn the playbook in a certain amount of months and stuff like that. And I said, now it's like we have a little bit more time, I guess you could say, in terms of just even bringing the team together and all that.
Yeah.
But it's equal opportunity. So I think everybody just has to basically lock down if they really want to play.
Yeah.
Obviously, you haven't got a chance to put the pads on and go against these guys yet, but what are your...
I can't wait.
What are your early impressions of this new offensive line that you're going to be going up against in practice?
I'm excited to compete against them, like, each and every day, and I want to make everybody better, and I want them to make me better, so, because I want to be at the top just like them. I can't wait, though.
Yukari was telling us yesterday that Khalil Benson's a talker.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you guys seen the videos on Well Off Media, but yeah, he's definitely a vocal guy. So,
are you someone who's going to give it back when you're out on the field?
For sure. When I step on the field, I'll definitely compete. That's all I know.
Yeah. Are you a talker, like, in games and practices and stuff, or you mostly just let your play do the talking?
Both, I will say. Yeah. Like, if I'm in it and I'm feeling that groove, oh, yeah, I'm going to say something for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I'm definitely going to say something.
I've always, like, when I played, I always thought that was just, it was too easy to get in guys' heads. Like,
yeah, know. No, and I'm saying, if you play those mind games with people, like, you get them off their game, that's how I do it. Got to.
Get a 15-yard penalty.
But no,
whatever.
You got to be smart, too, at the same time. Like, you don't want to cost a team, but, like, you know, if
but
you can really
bait
do it,
them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, get them all riled up.
Yep.
You mentioned this year being... You mentioned this year being like a guinea pig year, and you want to kind of take the next step in your game. What does that entail? And then, do you see yourself really as a leader for this defense this year?
100%. I've definitely stepped into that role. Just I made myself into a vocal leader, leading by example. Just the guys that have came in and stuff, I want them to just see the culture we're trying to build. And if they have those same aspirations and goals that we have, like, it's one team, one goal at the end of the day. So I'm definitely a team guy. Like I said, I've won, like, over my career since Little League, high school, you name it, really. And it really didn't matter what sport. But like I said, it takes some guys to know how to win to actually get to where you want to go to. So
was last year, I guess, tough for you, just especially the last half of the year where you guys won that losing streak?
Yeah, definitely, especially the competitive nature, like, of me and that's inside me. It's like, man, I really wanted to win. And then just even those expectations that we had, like, we all believe the same way. And I mean, I don't feel like our mindset has changed at all. Like, obviously, some reality set in and, like, figuring out our needs and stuff for going into next year. But like I said, I feel like we're still on that same path. So, and I mean, that's why we talk big. That's why, that's why we move the way we do.
I love it, man.
You mentioned being kind of under JD's wing last year. He was obviously a big leader for that defense. What did you learn from him in that regard?
From a vet aspect, like, I felt like it was more about technique and stuff like that, definitely during practice. And then even film study, he's a smart dude. If you've kind of been around him and one, how he talks and just even explaining the game and calling and pointing stuff out, like, even in practice sometimes, you'd be like, oh, I didn't even notice that. But something just to add to your toolbox, I guess you could say.
What about from just a leadership standpoint of, like, how he helped you and how you can pass that along to some of the younger guys?
Just encouragement. Continue to just be a light, even though, like, when some guys are down and or they're not feeling themselves, or even the confidence side of things, like, you still have to continue to pick guys up and stuff. So, because it's hard. It's how it is. It's college football. So
we talked about this yesterday with Yukari.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously going to be in a position battle for the center position. You are now in a much deeper
I was like, same edge group.
What is that like? Obviously wanting to build brotherhood with some of these new guys and then also competing with them, you know, on the field.
Like I said, at the end of the day, it's going to make the team better. But like I said, everybody has their same aspirations and goals that they want to, and their season goals. So, I mean, I'm going to stick with mine and make sure I put my head down and work. So,
awesome, man. Super excited to have Arden Walker here in studio. But first, a word from our friends over at Circa Sportsbook. Guys, Circa Sportsbook is doing something pretty cool this season. If you've heard of Super Bowl squares, they're doing their own little version of it. You actually get changing odds depending on where you are in the, I guess, what would you call it, grid?
Yeah, I've always felt it should be that way. Some grids are easier to hit.
Yeah, like 5-5 is plus 1,000 and so on and so forth. You can go check it out. Download the Circa Sportsbook app and place your Circa Squares bets anywhere in Colorado. For more information, visit circasports.com. Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sportsbook encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org.
Also, shout out to our friends over at Fubo TV. If you want to watch the Nuggets, you want to watch the Avalanche, you got to have Fubo. They have helped solve a big problem in Colorado, which is the big box cable companies not showing our teams on cable. Fubo, you can get it. And you can get all sorts of other channels with our friends over at Fubo. So go to FuboTV.com/DNVR to get in on Fubo and watch your favorite teams.
All right, Arden. Mm-hmm. Back in the Big 12, schedule just came out earlier in the week.
Interesting.
I know you saw the Arrowhead game against Kansas.
I'm excited to come home.
Yeah, you mentioned that
second
one.
Home, I guess.
Any other games that caught your eye that you're excited for?
All of them. I'm excited. Like I said, we definitely got a new opportunity just like everybody else in the league, so I want to win.
Mm-hmm.
Simply, it's that simple. I want to win that bad.
Where do you, like, I guess... How long do you have to look at the whole schedule and be like, oh man, this will be, and then at what point do you have to be like, all right, it's just North Dakota State, like we're locked in?
I mean, I feel like right now is the time to kind of just like see, okay, we got like this are going to be our path climbing up that mountain. But yeah, I mean, getting towards like July, August, that kind of situation is okay. Yeah, North Dakota State is the first step on the map, so this is a treasure hunt to the top.
Then you got two rivalry games again right after that, CSU and Nebraska.
And we're on the road too, so I said, yeah, get to test our guns.
What did you learn about those rivalries last year? Obviously, you had an understanding of it growing up in Colorado, but what did you learn individually? We'll start with CSU and then Nebraska. Like, I guess we'll go the other way around. Nebraska first.
I mean, I'll say for both, everybody's going to give you your best shot. So just even assuming that guys are going to lay down because, hey, we're the Colorado Buffaloes, that's not the case. And then, obviously, since it is a rival game, they want to beat us. So I feel like just as a team, we definitely had to, like, just figure out and lock in after, especially at that last, the CSU game. I mean, how it ended, obviously, it was crazy. Even being a part of it, it was like, wow. I would say, like, the first four games, like, that was just like,
it was
a crazy
insane,
time.
Bro.
But yeah. But
is there almost something to it, like, you know, it prepares you that rivalry atmosphere, because at least from our perspective, it feels like every team was almost giving you the rivalry treatment coming in because Colorado's getting all this attention and, you know, obviously people have some issues with certain things, but like, did you kind of get this feeling of like, oh, we're getting like a rivalry-esque response from every team we play?
Yeah, I feel like after that, everybody wanted to get our best shot, and they were going to give us their best shot too, so... like I said, we were still learning at a time, but I'm like going into this season now, we know what we needed to do and even handle business with those two teams. So,
yeah,
let's go to TCU then. What was that like for you, man?
TCU was surreal, honestly.
Yeah,
it felt like a movie when we were out there because,
that's
like,
what I keep saying, bro.
And everybody, like, everyone, like, I'll say, like, the third quarter ish around that time when we were down a couple, and like some of the possessions we had were good possessions of football. Mm-hmm. It was like we were calm the whole time. It was like, oh, we know we're gonna win this game. And I feel like we carried that spirit over those last like three games after that. So, but I had fun. That was a great time, even just traveling over there. Like, it just felt all new, brand new.
Yeah.
So, and like nobody really knew what they were like expecting and we were gonna get into. But after like Dylan scored a couple of those touchdowns and stuff like that, it was just like, oh yeah, this is fun.
Yeah,
like,
we're in this thing.
Honestly, once Shador started cooking, that's when I was like, we're not losing.
And for me, it was the Dylan touchdown out of the half.
Yeah,
that was just crazy. Like, oh wow.
Because we were all telling each other, like, hey, let's stay locked in, let's figure this out, like. Stay persistent, was win this game, and I feel like we just kept that the whole time. That spirit was with us the whole time.
I know you kind of said it doesn't matter who's on the schedule, but is there any, I guess, maybe sadness that the Pac-12 is done and you guys aren't in that conference, or are you just looking forward to the Big 12?
We're on to bigger and better. I guess that's what it is. Like, it's still an opportunity to go compete for a national championship, so I think whoever they put in front of us, that's what we're going to take. So
yeah,
it is what it is.
Are there any like quarterbacks or offenses or anything like that that you're like, oh man, I'm looking forward to playing against them?
Not really. I mean, like I said, I'm taking it game by game, so I can't really tell. But I feel like when it comes to that time, I'm going to have my homework done. But
for sure. I mean, last year, you know, going to the Pac-12, it was like, okay, you're going to get Caleb Williams. You're
right.
Gonna, true, I guess true. You guys didn't get Penix, but you're going to get Bo Nix. Like,
and actually, I seen Penix play when they played Oregon at
the Pac-12
championship. Yeah, I went to the game. But it's actually interesting seeing him in person, too. I was like, that guy can spin it. But
yeah, he can. Yeah. What? How come you went to the game? Just
well, my buddy, obviously Blake, that plays at Oregon.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's one of my. He's like my little brother, basically. But
should have raised him better.
Man, I know. He need to come home. But
there we go. Oh, they're gonna run with that one.
No, I know.
You were a 2021 recruit, right?
Yes, sir.
Did you come on a CU visit before you committed to Missouri?
Oh, many times. Yeah. So I mean, it was mostly because like that time it was around like almost pre-COVID. So
right.
Like, I'll say, like, 2019, around that time, my junior year, we were up here a lot, so.
How different is CU under Coach Prime than under the previous regimes when you went and visited?
Oh, totally different. Like I said, from just, like, the culture and just all the attention and all that stuff, it's way more fun up here now.
Yeah.
It's something I've talked about a lot, and I think you're a perfect person to kind of speak on this, is, like, I think for a while there, especially when it comes to in-state recruiting, CU lost its allure to in-state players, you know, like
definitely
if you, when you were in high school, like when you got an offer from CU, if you like told your friends that at, you know, at school, they wouldn't have been like, oh my God, that's amazing. It would have been like, oh nice. Yeah.
It was like, yeah, it was like, okay, cool. So now like who else is coming in? That's right. Kind of how we looked at it. I like during high school, since like the state of the program was just like iffy.
It was
so
rough. Yeah. And now I feel like that's the opposite. Like, you know, all these in-state kids are probably like, oh man, I got Coach Prime. Yeah, no, definitely. Just called
and
me,
then
you know?
Even seeing the kids around town and stuff, or I have been home like for winter break and stuff, yeah, some of the guys are like, man, I want to go up there, I want to see what it's like obviously. Yeah. So yeah, it's been fun though.
It's huge.
Something we've kind of noticed just by watching you guys on Well Off and Reach the People and all that, it seems like, you know, team bonding was a big topic last year, and you guys, I feel like you guys came together pretty well before the season, but this year it feels like you've taken up a whole other level.
Yeah, I honestly feel like the guys are meshing a little bit like faster than last year. Because, I mean, obviously, still some of the agendas and stuff that people had. Mm-hmm. We were filling everybody out, and we only had, like, maybe 3-4 months. So,
yeah.
Going into the fall camp, it was still competition, so still had to figure that out. But mm-hmm. Now we got spring ball, and I said, now we fall camp coming up, too. So
yeah. When did you commit last year?
That was around April. In April, May.
So you weren't in spring practices?
No, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I did spring ball at Mizzou, then I left.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was such a whirlwind for us.
I know. I was going to ask
you. There's a new player every day.
Yeah, it was insane. And then all these players just leave after the spring game,
too. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. Even seeing it, like, some of the kids that were from here and just leaving out of here, I was like, oh, wow. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really understand, but now I kind of see why. But mm-hmm. It's not even like a diss or anything, but it's just like, okay. Yeah. I see what they were like doing. They kind of wanted to bring their guys in. That's just the best of business, though.
Yep.
People bringing their people in, who they want and what it is. So I feel like when people were kind of getting in their feelings about stuff like that, it's like, no, you have to understand. That's the league. Mm-hmm. If people want to say they want to go to the league and stuff like that, that's how it goes. It's a business. So
yeah.
There's no emotions, no friends in this thing. So
yeah,
no friends in the industry.
A lot of new guys. We mentioned it a little bit, but in your room, in your position group,
mm-hmm.
Anyone kind of stood out to you, or you got along with quickly, or talent wise, anything that's kind of jumped out at you so far?
It's kind of funny. I took one of the young guys under my wing, Brandon Davis Swain.
Uh-huh. Oh,
that's my young guy. But we hang out almost every day. Him, obviously, Tajay McCoy. I hang out with him a decent amount. Kyrie. Like I said, we're still bringing guys along, but still getting to know everyone.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, those guys. That's obviously. But Brandon, he came in. He enrolled early, so we hang out all the time. And I was his a host on his official visit. So.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, we kind of built a relationship from there. But we was texting and everything. So I wanted to come here. So I make sure he was like. On
yeah, he's been
bit.
Locked in for a minute.
Yeah. I made sure he was.
Let's go. Good job, bro.
Let's go. Recruiting coordinator Arden Walker.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to win. Obviously. We need the guys, and we want to go far, so it takes what it takes, to be honest.
Well, yeah. It feels like CU has a lot of players like you who really help recruit the program. Like, we've heard that about Shador. We've heard that about just a number of guys.
Yeah, I've seen Shador, like, tweet at some guys on Twitter and stuff, obviously, but...
You got LaJonte Wester.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Well, it's kind of crazy how it goes, but, hey, you know, sometimes influence, just, it does matter a little bit.
For sure, and, like, I think there's something to the players, you know, helping out and recruiting, because... the recruits are getting hit from all angles from these coaches, right. And they got all these people. When the guys that you're actually going to be out there with, that you're going to be spending time with, hanging out with, are the ones that are like, dude, we want you to come here. Yep. I feel like that hits different.
Yeah, and then I'll say too, like, just even with the recruiting side of stuff in the transfer portal, it feels like high school over again, I guess for me at least. So, like, some of the guys trying to tell you certain things and stuff like that. Like, I feel like even some of the guys, us, like, kind of recruiting at some of the guys and telling them how it really is and mm-hmm. what's going on and how we feel about stuff. And I feel like it gives them another opportunity to just really consider us and, like, make that decision to play for the Buff. So
with that, I mean, we had Justin Mayers on here last week, mm-hmm. and he talked about, you know, how teams were negatively recruiting Colorado to That's him. Crazy. He said basically he was on his visit to Colorado and his phone was blowing up.
I'm not surprised, but
hey, well, what have you heard about that, though? Have you heard any
Honestly, things about I that? Didn't hear anything. And I was on his official visit, too. Uh-huh. I kind of got to know him, but he's a good guy.
Yeah.
I really didn't know until he kind of mentioned that.
Yeah. So. What do you think when you hear, like, Jordan Seaton saying these coaches are asking him if he's going to be a rapper at CU and all that stuff?
That's actually that's crazy. Insane. But I'll say it's just banter. It's white noise.
Yeah.
So you kind of figure things out for yourself, like I said, just getting to know people and understand the process they have and figure out what's the best fit for you. So mm-hmm. at the end of the day, But, like, I don't know. I feel like you're not going to get anything out of that anyway.
Right.
At the end of the day, the guy's going to go there, he's not. Like,
yeah.
That's petty.
That's crazy.
In my opinion. Not surprised, though. It's Coach Prime.
I feel like you've...
yeah.
For real. I feel like you have really embraced the community around CU. You know, like, you're DMing with fans and talking to different groups of fans and stuff like that. Why is that important to you?
I feel like interaction with people, that goes a long way. And then, like, they're just like me. I'm a human just like anybody else. So that's how I treat everybody. Like, I treat the CEO just like the janitor, regardless. Yeah. I don't know. I just how I grew up and how my parents raised me, too. So I respect everyone, no matter who you are. But I like to talk to people. So yeah. I enjoy just having conversations with people. And then if they're interested, just how we maneuver and how everything goes at Colorado, it's just like, hey. I have fun with it, honestly.
With character.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's cool, too, because, like, I can almost tell that you grew up supporting CU. It's like you're, like, you know, when coaching news breaks or whatever, like, it feels like you're, like, as interested as we are and, like, oh, who's going to be the, you know, who's going to be this hire?
Or yeah, no,
could
exactly.
we get this guy?
And we're all waiting, so we know as much as y'all. So. Yeah.
What about with your dad, like, some of the stories that you've heard from his time, like...
Oh, the old war stories?
Yeah.
goodness. So, it's funny that you say that. So, there in our facility, like, when you first walk in, there's like, a couple of bricks that's on the wall mm-hmm. of, like, notable games and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
He calls himself Six Brick because there's, like, a couple games he played in. And he talks about, like, those were the biggest games. And awesome. I'm like, okay.
Whatever. He's like, I got that
he's
one.
Like, he's like, how many bricks do you have? I'm like, bro, please relax. Like,
Hopefully, we actually need to update the brick. Like, TCU should be a brick game.
TCU should definitely be a brick game. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And there's some bricks and there's blank in there. So, yeah, we definitely need to start adding some.
Yeah. And more to come this year for sure, too.
100%. Definitely.
All right. Shout out to our friends over at Circle K. Guys, you can download the app and join their free membership, their inner circle. Just enter your email and phone number, and you're fully enrolled. You get your first 5 fill-ups of gas, 25 cents off a gallon, first 5 Polar Pops for free, and every 6 free on multiple items in the store. You a big road trip guy? What's your favorite road trip snack?
I'm a pistachios guy.
Let's go.
I love some pistachios.
Just regular salted crazy. Ones?
Yeah, always.
Yeah?
Yeah, keep it simple.
We had some, like, spicy ones in here one mm-hmm. time. Those were fire.
When I go to Circle K, though, I get the slushies all the time.
Yeah?
So, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love
and
it.
And the blue sharks.
Sign up with the QR code on the screen or visit CircleK.com/inner-circle for more information. You can also get a free any size Polar Pop from Colorado Circle K's by texting DNVR to 31310. Again, that's DNVR to 31310. Message and data rates may apply. Periodic recurring messages per month and terms and conditions can be viewed at CircleK.com.
Also, shout out to our friends over at Breck Brew. I actually have a meeting with Breck Brew tomorrow for mm-hmm. something really cool that you guys will find out about eventually. But Breck Brew is the best. Great beers, great tailgating beers. Something for kind of every season. Whether it was nice last couple days, maybe you go with a lighter beer. And then it's going to get cold this weekend. Maybe you want mm-hmm. a little vanilla porter. So check out our friends over at Breckenridge Brew. And you can go to their website, use the Breck Brew locator to find the nearest ones to you, depending on where you live. If you live in Colorado, they're going to be everywhere. But if you live other places, you can still find Breck Brews near you.
So the Marines have been in Boulder recently. What's that been like, man?
Actually, it's kind of funny. I was just telling, like, back in Mizzou, I did like a similar program. It's kind of a popular thing called the program, actually. It's a couple of ex-Marine guys that they do that around the country too. Yeah. But this ROTC workout we had at Colorado, it wasn't too bad, but it's just still like, man, like intense, definitely.
It seemed like relentless though. Like you guys weren't getting any time to rest during those workouts.
Oh no, not at all. The Army overhead presses, that was the worst part. For me, like, because when you did come back to rest, technically, you're pushing that thing over your head and your arms are tired. Yeah. So then we go back to doing push-ups or running and bear crawling. It's like, man, I'm out of pocket. But I'm just like, oh, goodness gracious.
Does it make like a workout like today is a lot easier, though? You're like, all right, this is like.
No, we've been hitting it. I'm not even going to lie. Like, it's just. Like, and we've been getting right in the weight room. I appreciate Coach Mo, like, and like Coach T. That's why I work with mostly Coach Tua. He's been getting me right just for my body, just changing everything, my body fat, just putting on more muscle and stuff like that. So I feel like I'm gonna be ready going into spring and obviously fall camp and everything else. So,
what are your kind of goals that you're trying to hit?
That's a good question. I'll say power clean at least 315.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my next goal for
all
sure.
Right.
315 is a lot for power clean, bro.
I seen Michael Parsons do it on a video, so I was like, okay, I need to hit
yeah.
that. There you go. That's a good person to be looking at.
Does it feel like Coach Mo's kind of turned it up a notch? Because we thought last year you guys were working.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah?
Yes. I mean, and I wasn't here in the spring, but I gauged at this past summer, no, it's going to be totally different.
Yeah.
But like I said, it was a reevaluation for everybody this year, just seeing what we needed, what we need to do moving forward, especially we want to build a winning culture. And then obviously he was at the top too. He was at Georgia. So
yeah.
Seeing those guys and being in that program. And then obviously I came from SEC, knowing how,
right.
like, how to lift and be around some of them guys too. It's like, hey, you know what it takes.
Yeah.
So, and obviously, those are the same teams that are in the national championship year after year, if we're being honest. Like,
yeah, you know? No doubt.
So we got to catch up. That's what it is.
What's the most impressive thing you've seen from one of your teammates in the weight room this year?
Tyler Brown. He's always throwing something around crazy. Him or Shane.
He
him
goes
or Shane
crazy.
Coach. Yeah, Tyler Brown. You know, it's something wild always. I'm not even surprised. I'm like, oh, it's TB.
Yeah, I love it.
Who would you say are your fastest teammates?
It's between Chick, Dylan, obviously. Who else? Jimmy, yeah, of course. I said between them three. I gotta see like the new guys that came in too. Who else is coming in? But yeah, it always and they move pretty swiftly and like they're agile as well. So.
Yeah.
But
did that make last year what Dylan did, especially against TCU, that much more impressive? Just a true freshman with that kind of speed.
And he put some weight on too. So
he did.
and he's still moving with it. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, yikes.
He's going to be a problem for sure. You mentioned Micah Parsons. What, in addition to him, what are some other guys that you look up to?
Nick Bosa for sure. I was watching a lot of Will Anderson tape this year.
Nice.
And then in college, Dallas Turner. And I actually just, when we played Latu, I went up to him and got some advice and stuff, just asked him some questions about just pass rushing and just his journey, obviously, was kind of crazy. He had to retire and then end up coming back and stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah.
What do you look for when you kind of watch guys like that in the NFL, guys who you try and take stuff from their game to yours?
I mean, from each and every guy, I mean, obviously all those guys I named are they're pretty different just in certain ways. But
right.
If it's a specific move, I'll kind of like do my research or do my homework a little bit and just kind of see if I can implement it in my game. Or if it doesn't work, I'll throw it out. Like it's kind of just still in the test lab, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Love it, man.
What else we got? Anything from the comments so far?
Comments is all they keep asking, of course, about Chef. What's been your favorite thing you've eaten at Champion Center so far?
Oh, the tomahawk for sure.
Yeah.
It's crazy because about 2 years ago, I was like pescatarian, you could say. So I was eating mostly fish and stuff like that. But I ended up kind of incorporating some rare meats in my diet because I got back into like elevation and stuff. And so I was kind of burning a little bit faster than I expected. But so I had to kind of keep that weight on. But
yeah. Do you cook at all?
Here and there.
Yeah.
Not going home and let my mom cook. But
yeah. What's that been like, though? Just, like, being back around family and back in your hometown?
It's a blessing. It definitely is. I'm so blessed to be back home and just be around my friends and represent the team. Because, honestly, yeah. I'm one of the few guys that, one, the legacy buff, and then, two, just being from Denver, Colorado. Like, in inner city, obviously, like I said, we're by East High School. So, being around some of those people and representing for the guys around here, it's an honor.
You obviously grew up knowing the fight song.
Indeed. I need to teach the rest of the guys. That's my fault. I will say I take full responsibility for that. That's my fault. I've been knowing it since I was, 3 years old?
Yeah.
That's definitely my fault. I apologize on my behalf, y'all.
That's on the to-do list for this year?
Yeah, got to. Because every time we win, we need to start singing it. I feel like it brings some magic powers or something into it.
Yeah. Folsom magic.
Right.
Smash the like button, by the way, guys, for Arden coming on the show.
W's in the chat. No.
But yeah, man. As far as the food goes, how does it compare to what you had at Mizzou?
Since we were around St. Louis and Kansas City, it was a lot, it was barbecue heavy, I will say. But
even in the facility?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It'll cater in and stuff, of course, but it kind of just depends, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yakari yesterday.
I'm not too picky. Yeah.
He said it doesn't even compare at all to what he was getting at UConn.
Oh, like I said, I'm kind of used to it. It was just like, hey, I eat whatever. Or not whatever, because I eat pretty clean, but kind of the same thing, I guess you could say. So I'm not really too, I'm picky, but I'm not.
Yeah. What went into your decision to originally go pescatarian?
Back in high school, I had a buddy. He plays at Harvard right now, actually. He kind of just put me on nutrition and stuff like that. I'm definitely a health nut, I will say. to say the least, if you look at my YouTube recents and stuff, it's body fat, foods to eat, shopping, and all that stuff like that. But I just, like I said, it was for my health, really. And it's just I really care about my performance on the field and stuff like that. So just trying stuff, and it actually ended up working. I felt good, just with my energy levels and stuff like that. So I mean, I still eat a lot of fish right now anyway, but I just feel like I incorporated a little bit more red meats back into my diet. So
for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, you're definitely in the right city to be a health freak.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm saying it's Colorado. we're the most fit state in America. So yeah.
You got the chat lit with W's, bro.
W chat. Yes, sir.
What's your major? What do you want to do once football is no longer an option for you?
So actually, I had to switch my major when I came from Mizzou. So it's now communications, but I'm just trying to get my undergrad so I can go to law school. And I actually want to sports law because I want to be a sports agency and stuff like that, represent guys. And I said, I'm good at negotiations and stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. We're going out to the Super Bowl next week. And
really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. We go out down on Radio Row, and it's cool to see a lot of players becoming agents. One example is TJ Ward, who played for the Broncos.
Yeah, and actually, I stayed for two games because my one of my other buddies that he could play, my guy Shea, he went to Eagle Crest. He ended up playing at Boise State, but they played in their the Mountain West championship. Yeah. So I actually ended up meeting TJ Ward. And so.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last year we ran into him at the Super Bowl. He's like, oh, yeah, I got my own agency.
Yeah, now. I was and he's actually growing right now. And yeah. I was talking to Shea about it a couple of days ago, actually. But
that's awesome. I think he lives in Colorado still. So
yeah, I think so.
It's a great connection for you to have in that world. But
definitely.
I think it's cool people that actually played and understand the player side of thing, becoming agents and making sure those guys are represented in the right way.
Once it needs, especially some of the guys I have that's around me right now that are in the league, just once it needs and seeing how the business actually goes and stuff like that, definitely, it's interesting, I will say. Yeah. So I'm kind of inspired by that, and I really want to cater to guys and stuff like that and make sure they have what they need, so.
And obviously, hopefully that comes after you get your own experience in the league.
Indeed, sure. Amen, amen, yeah.
What do you like to do outside of football in your free time?
I really like to relax.
Yeah.
And like I said, based on these workouts, real hard. So I lay around. Like I said, I watch YouTube.
Big nap guy?
Nap guy. Always on the phone with my friends. I FaceTime somebody every day almost.
Yeah.
You can name out big friend groups. So I call somebody every day almost. But I'm either talking on the phone, watching YouTube, or watching movies or TV shows.
Other than nutrition stuff, what are you getting into on YouTube?
I like to watch vlogs. Pranks, of course. Same old. The stuff that's kind of in right now. So,
do you have some favorite YouTubers?
Casanade. Well, he's a streamer technically, but I watch a lot of his streams on YouTube. That's hard to say. I watch so many videos. So, Nick in the Cut for sure. You watch some of his vlogs, a lot of sports guys. Actually, he did something with Travis back in high school. The Minorities. Buzzing Across America. I forgot the group for that, but they always going visiting colleges and stuff.
DNVR.
Yeah.
DNVR for sure. You already know. But yeah, if not that I'm watching some movies, and I love movies, so I'm a big movie goer. I actually got an app that I rate movies and stuff on my phone.
Really?
What's the last movie you went and saw?
Ooh, what was it? Oh, The Color Purple. I went to watch it with my parents and my grandma. We took her to go see her.
What do you think is the best sports movie of all time?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's hard to say.
What do you think, Jake?
Personally, for Mighty me, Duck, it's Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights is up there for sure.
That one's just different, man.
I mean, Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans up there. I don't know. That's hard to say.
I mean, Moneyball's a great one, too. I love that movie.
Miracle.
F1 movies. I don't know if you guys know what Rush is.
I haven't seen it, but is it good?
Yeah, it's like a Niki Lauda, James Hunt, like their rivalry in like the 70s or so. And
of course, yes, everyone knows that.
There's people in the chat talking F1 today. They know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But yeah, that was a good movie. You should check that one out.
I'm definitely going to.
They made a Gran Turismo movie too. It's about a guy who's like a sim racer and becomes a real racer. I want to watch that one.
I'm bad when it comes to movies. I don't know what it is.
I'm a horror guy though. I watch a lot of scary movies. Oh yeah, I've seen like every Conjuring movie you could think of. I watched it in order. I could tell you about them. Like,
damn.
It's crazy because like even those are based on true stories. So like, people are like, I can't watch scary movies. I'm like, it's not real. So besides those, like if you watch like Annabelle and all that stuff, like that'll have you thinking.
Living dolls and stuff like that.
It's crazy because she's locked up in a house somewhere right now in Ed and Lorraine's house. It's kind of insane. I'm like, okay, but we're just making movies about real dolls.
You won't believe this. So every year, except for I guess this, well, I think some of our guys are still going, but we always go down to the combine.
Mm-hmm.
And we have like other outlets across, so we have like a Phoenix version of what we do here in Denver, Chicago, Philly. So last year I was planning the trip for all of our markets to go out to the combine, and there was only like one place in Indianapolis that had enough rooms for all of us. Well, the place that we stayed at was literally the place where the Raggedy Ann doll was invented. And the whole entire house was covered in Raggedy Ann dolls. And it was honestly awful. And then, of course, everyone starts pranking each other by, like, putting the dolls in weird places.
See, look, around. It happened for real. And you'll be like, oh, that wasn't me this time, bro.
And, we started looking up, like, the origins and Annabelle and all this stuff. It was bad news.
No, sir.
It was bad.
No, sir. I'm good. I'm so good. It's funny you mentioned the combine, because actually, I said one of my buddies that I said from Mizzou, I talk to him like almost every day.
Yeah.
One of my guys, Darius Robinson, he's doing really good right now.
He is crushing the Senior Bowl. Yeah.
I talked to him last night about his process and everything at the Senior Bowl, but happy for that, man.
There's like four or five Mizzou guys out at the Senior Bowl this year. There's a corner.
KD, Cody Schrader.
Yep.
Who else? Javon. And I'm going against him every day. Like,
yeah.
And I'll say just from my journey and stuff, like just actually, I said competing with guys and learning. I felt I took that from there and brought it here, just learning how to compete with guys each and every day. And like you see like the success they had this past year, like guys were really going at it.
But yeah.
I feel like we're going to do the same thing here and make something shake. So
well, it feels like in college football, we've talked about this a lot on this show. It's like teams have years, like these build-up years.
Exactly.
And this feels like this year for CU.
I feel like we just got to get over that hump. We're going to do it.
Yep.
And I feel like based on all the attention, the media attention, and just like how fun it was last year, I feel like that was just like just a start. That was a genesis for sure. So we're going to like this upcoming year is going to be crazy.
Definitely.
I mean, once you guys start, you know, winning and being in like that big conversation.
Got to.
It's
going to
be crazy.
Why we get in the college football playoffs? Like, hey, it's over. And like, I mean, I see why Coach Prime is talking about it. We want to go there. That's our goal. Like, I mean, why we set ourselves short? It's like, oh, we'll just get to a bowl game. Like,
No,
we want to win. That's what it is. Like, why are we going there just, like, hoping for just, like, the minimum? You know what I'm saying?
And, I mean, with the 12-team playoff, like,
exactly.
Basically, you win your conference, you're going. Well, not even basically. It is. Basically, you win the Big 12, you are going.
Yeah, even with these super conferences and stuff. And I'm like, I'm assuming, like, if you went out, you probably get, like, a first-round bye or something. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, what is it? How many teams get byes?
12. I think it's four teams.
Four.
Top four get byes. Yeah.
Do you have an opinion on like the state of college football and how it's changed over the last few years?
I love it.
Yeah.
We're in the next phase of football. I mean, I feel like just in terms of the NIL, the like the super conferences, guys want opportunities just to go make it big, and that's what it is. Like college football is changing. The landscape is totally different, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's just time. That's how stuff goes. But
yeah.
I feel like I know a lot of people are really conservative about how stuff has went, but it's just like that's life.
Yeah.
Nothing's forever, so
it feels like the portal every single year is becoming like a bigger and bigger deal.
It's free agency, if you really think about it. And that's once again, business.
Yep.
Guys say they want to play in the league. Same old thing.
Yep.
Getting picked up and or practice squad, whoop-de-whoop. I mean, obviously you don't have that stuff, but it's like still, just still kind of getting ready for them kind of situations. So.
Well, and you have to think, like, back in the day, there might have been some great players who ended up on a team with a coach who didn't like them, and there was politics because the local high school, you had to keep the pipeline going by playing those players. And, like, those guys might have never gotten a shot that now – if you
don't have to sit around.
Yeah, if you're not like, if you're not feeling like you're getting the right opportunity, you can go look somewhere else for
it. Yeah, I totally support the transfer portal. Like I said, guys bend on themselves and taking the opportunity. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. That's how it goes. It's life.
Yep.
You know, scare money don't make money. Last time I checked.
Love it, man. Let's get to chat.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right.
See what chat has for you, Arden.
Other than just dubs.
Nicole says, Lewis the Scuderia. Jake, how we feeling?
Okay, tell us what's going on here.
So, Lewis,
you get 30 seconds.
Lewis Hamilton, Mercedes driver.
Part owner of the Broncos.
Minority owner of the Broncos. Contract up after this racing season. So this year he will race for Mercedes, but he's going to Ferrari next year.
All right, put this in NFL terms for me.
This is like if the Cowboys got Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, yeah. Okay, I was about to say that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's... But so by saying they're the Cowboys, they're like,
storied
they were for, it, but they're
yes,
not it.
Exactly.
Right now.
Yeah. Okay. Storied organization, just down on their luck. Are you a Cowboys fan?
Yeah. I grew up a Cowboys fan. I'm a Broncos fan, but like, yeah, I grew up a Cowboys fan because obviously my dad from Texas. So,
what year were you born?
2002.
The Cowboys have not beat the Denver Broncos in your entire life.
I know, it's crazy.
I mean, I was 3 years old the last time they beat them, I think.
Yep. I was four.
Do you have any opinions on the Broncos quarterback situation moving forward?
I mean, I feel like they were tanking, obviously, because they want to get like a first rounder or something.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, I assume that's what's about to happen, but who knows?
And then they like accidentally untanked and thought they had a chance. And
man,
the Broncos way.
Well, it doesn't sound like, I don't know. It looks like Bo Nix is not showing out at Senior Bowl, which might be good news.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. He had a decent first day, but he's really dropped off since then. So,
thanks.
Penix, sign me up.
I told you, man.
Yep.
DJ Flame, tomorrow can we have a new segment called Five Things You Want to See in the New NCAA Game?
Sure. Okay.
Glory, how do you feel about that
game? Road to Glory.
Yeah?
Definitely like a mascot thing again. That was fun. I got 2012 at home, so I was playing on the Xbox 360.
Damn.
What else? And they had more teams, obviously.
Yep.
Just even some of the guys that don't get those opportunities and stuff.
I mean, think about the transfer portal.
Oh my God. TP in there for sure.
Yeah.
Coach Prime Cam, not playing.
You're going to have, like, I feel like there's going to be, like, a meter for each player. And it's like, if he drops into red, he's hitting the portal.
Yeah, that or my career. I had to add that into five, but.
Yep. Or you could, I bet you they'll be cool if there's a mode where, like, you started a player at like a D2 school and you got a ball out and then you get like transfer offers from, you know, G5 and then you can transfer out to Power 5, enter the draft.
That'd be crazy. When EA comes to Boulder and they ask you to sign on the dotted line, you sign in to have your name and likeness in? Yeah.
In there.
Love it.
Don't take away this man's leverage.
No, definitely in there. No doubt about it.
Kamada says, ask Arden what songs you listen to for pregame hype.
So it's so funny you say that. Like, actually, you'd be surprised on my list because I really don't. I mean, I listen to mainstream music, but I listen to a lot of like West Coast rap and then like underground music. So I'm a big Playboi Carti fan, by the way. Mm-hmm. Love Playboi Carti. But like some of the guys like Ken Carson, Homicide, who else? Summers, Autumn, like these. I say, obviously, you guys like who is this? But
a lot just of those guys. Seasons.
yeah, but like, yeah, that and West Coast rap, I love it. So my mom's from Cali, so like, I listen to a lot of California rap, like nice. Crazy. I dance all the time. I'm on TikTok, like
yeah.
What's your TikTok? I shouldn't be saying that.
Plug the TikTok or don't.
It's just Arden Walker, but okay. I mean, I dance all the time, literally. Like, just if I'm bored, I got nothing to do. Yeah. I really don't be playing video games and stuff, so. I dance.
There you go. Find Arden on TikTok.
I'm ready for the sack dances.
Oh, yeah. Got it. I'm going to do some. Are we getting creative this year? We were all talking about that in the locker room. That's so funny. Yeah, we were just talking about that today. Like, even we were all talking about what we're going to do. We get a sack. And I mean, we taught all the new guys the handshakes and stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, got to.
Gonna say,
it's a brotherhood. Got to.
You can go viral, man. If you get a good one off.
Mm-hmm.
Next question then related to video games. Do you play Madden at all?
I don't play video games, but I'll play it though. Like, uh-huh. I can play Madden. It's just like, it's like when I was growing up, I was playing against my dad all the time. He stayed on the sticks, but I don't know. Yeah. I just ended up like stop playing. Like, the video games I was playing when I was growing up was like the Wii and stuff.
Yeah.
So. I'm calling Mario Kart. Anybody can see.
Ooh, let's go. David asks, Arden, can you talk about how different playing for, or the difference between playing for Dave Logan and Coach Prime?
I'll say it's the same. Honestly, like I said, well, even with Coach Logan, the winning spirit and winning culture we kind of built, or kind of, it's like I'm in a different part of it, I guess you could say. Because mm-hmm. when I won, and that was like their first time since like 2012, that was 2019, I feel like we kind of just knew our expectations and stuff. We wanted to just hit the ground running, and that's basically what we're trying to do here. So kind of the same in a way.
So you won state?
I won state twice.
Twice, okay. Mm-hmm. Who did you play? Valor both times?
I played Columbine, and I played Valor the second time. Yeah. Okay.
Ew. Nice.
No, kidding.
For those of you, who don't know, Dave Logan, easily the most legendary high school coach in Colorado history. He won for years, tons of state championships at Mullen, then ended up going to Cherry Creek. I think he had one school before that he was dominating.
He was at Chatfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when he had Lindell White and all them.
Right. Chatfield, mm-hmm. Mullen, now Cherry Creek. Mm-hmm. He's been dominating for years and former Buff.
And voice of the Broncos.
Indeed. Yep. Only player, is he like the only player out of here drafted in like three sports, I want to say?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah MLB, NFL, and,
yeah,
and NBA. Wow. Yeah, yep. Coach Logan, different. And then you walk past him, like when I first got to Creek, and, like, you see a big 6'5 guy with like a large hand.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. It's kind of funny. I mean, you get around him, he's cool.
Well, it's just crazy. You think Coach, how great an athlete he was. And then he's literally like the voice of all of my Broncos memories from when I was a kid. Yeah. Like, dude is talented,
right? Yep. All the team, Tim Tebow plays and stuff, the big plays.
Oh,
the
yeah,
Super Bowl. That was fun.
Yep, ingrained in my mind, man. Mm-hmm. Eric, again, what is your game day routine/preparation like?
So usually when I wake up, I try to wake up pretty early, just kind of get my body going and everything. But if we don't have like a late game or something like that, or usually have like or night meetings and all that stuff, but. I usually wake up pretty early so I can just kind of move around and get the blood flowing and stuff. And then I'll go to breakfast early. I really don't eat a lot of food on game day. I like to stay light for some mm-hmm. reason. I'll like water up like heavy with electrolytes and stuff like that. Get fruit in my system, vegetables, depending on what time of the day is. And then here we get the buff walk and stuff. So I make sure I always look good in there. You know,
yeah.
I love when we have the suits on. So I love put clothes on. I love fashion. So as y'all can see, but...
Do you have any superstitions on game day?
Not really. If I'm feeling some type of way that day, because I ain't gonna lie, I'm a guy that likes to put the uniform on. I put the drip on, of course.
Yeah. But
if I'm feeling a certain kind of cleats, like all the guys, any guy you ask, I got like the most cleats on the team. Like it's bad. It's really bad. But depending on what day, how I'm feeling that day, or like what shoes I want to wear, I'm gonna put those in there. So I swapped the insoles out because I got like custom soles. But yeah.
What was those 8 p.m. games like for you?
I enjoy it. Like, people are like, oh, we play so late. Like, it is what it is. I'm like, no, everybody's watching us. Like, that's the best part.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's a little bit different because we were on the West Coast too. But
right.
Man, come on now.
You had everyone staying up for you guys,
man. A lot of night games. Me personally, I love night games and like midday games. Morning games are the ones that's like.
Yeah.
I love the night games for like once like 5 o'clock hits.
Right.
It's like when you wake up to like 8 a.m. and you're like, oh my God, it's 12 hours until game time.
Brutal, man. What's up, Nicholas? He says, Arden, what new things do you want to add to your game this season?
I definitely want to I'm polishing my game like this over these next couple months and stuff because I really want to just like take myself to the next level. So like, I really want to just perform in terms of just stats and to make sure I'm ready to like be an eye candy for the next level. Really, pretty much. That's really what it is. So
How many years do you have left?
I technically have two.
Okay.
So this year and then it'll be like my grad year next year. So,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
MLN, Arden, how much are you missing Coach Sal and his sailor mouth swagger?
I miss Coach Sal. I love Coach Sal. It's so funny people say that. I'm like, he's a great coach. He's a really good coach. So, I mean, I got a lot of knowledge from him. Like I said, he coached Will Anderson, I think Dallas Turner at the time. Yeah. So, like, just even asking him questions about them guys and their work ethic and stuff, something I can apply to my game, really.
Yeah.
I think people a lot of times don't realize how used to football players are to being yelled at, you know, like all that stuff. Like, when you've been playing football your whole life, you get used to that that type of coaching.
And through the yelling and everything, like at the end of the day, it's really about when a coach still builds you back up at the end of the day. So, like, if they do get on you, it's like obviously they care. And on top of that, like, they love you enough to just keep telling you, like, hey, man, keep going, like, keep doing your thing. They congratulate you as well when they like, break you down. That's the biggest thing. And that builds, like, really good coaches. So, I feel like personally.
I just think that, like, with Well Off and, you know, the pregame show and all of the looks behind the scenes that people get, I don't know if people are totally used to seeing that. Like, if you didn't play football or you haven't been around the game, you see stuff and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe he's.
Yeah, he's talking
he's
like
cursing
this.
Like, you know, it's like, ah, no. This is pretty normal for football.
No, literally. And I said, I mean, I had a dad that was a coach forever. So, being a coach's son, I'm used to some of that stuff. And, like, compared to a lot of coaches' sons, I feel like for me, like, my dad held me to a high expectation. So, like, even the guys that were around me, and I mean, I was technically seen as a leader, I want them to be on the same time as me. And, like, that's how we ended up winning. So, like, even at Creek, like, I was doing the same thing. Like, my dad was getting on me, or Coach Logan getting on me, depending on who it was. Like I said, I just make sure I turn myself up so everybody else could be on my level. So,
love it.
Love, man. Love that, man. Tavon says, what's your favorite uniform combo?
If I be honest, the first game when we had the all whites with the the gold, it's between that and then our all gray when we play Arizona. Yeah, and I love gray. I don't know why, but yeah.
Let's go.
We need all black though at one point because we didn't have the black helmets with all black. We need that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about all black?
It looks so sick. It's just that CU doesn't have. I am superstitious, and CU hasn't had a lot of luck in black helmets. Wow. So,
dang.
We got to break the curse.
We beat Nebraska.
That's true.
Those were in the blacks, yeah.
Yep. I think it's not it just black. It's the all black, though.
Yeah, we got all black.
That's the one that I think we haven't.
Not to put any spoilers out, but I did see some of the uniforms we had today.
Did you?
When I walked in the locker room, they sweet. I ain't going to lie.
Oh, let's go.
Like, when they talk about we have stuff cooking up, they're not lying.
What a tease.
I won't make you spoil anything. Just how different.
Different, definitely.
Okay.
Okay.
They're getting creative, I'll say. There's definitely something in store. So, I mean, I'm excited because I haven't seen everything, but I know we're going to get crazy this year. So
yeah, y'all are going to be decked out, man.
Damn.
I'm excited.
There you go. How about that? Yosef says, how are players adjusting to the altitude and what was it like for you playing at non-altitude at sea level?
We were running all day, especially when we got down to TCU, but I say the new guys coming in and stuff, they're like, sheesh, this is different. it took them about a week, I'll say. We've been in training for a couple weeks now, but like it took them about, I'll say, about a week to get it like adjusted to the air and stuff, because obviously it's so thin, especially like when you get up to training in Boulder, definitely. But I mean, out here it's okay, but when you get up like, into the mountains, it's like, oh man.
Did you feel like you had like an extra gear when you were at Mizzou because of that?
Oh yeah, I first got like, when I came down there in my freshman year, like we were running the bleachers at Faro, I was burning everybody. They're looking at me like, what's going on? I'm like, hey, it's just in me.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice it on the field with your opponents? Like third, fourth quarter rolls around there.
One game I will say, yeah, Nebraska, they got tired. Definitely in the second half, you can kind of tell their bodies was like, man, this is a lot. And those are some heavy guys too. You playing in the Big Ten, like seeing a different brand of football. So
Plus Nebraska's soft, so yeah. It makes sense.
Tay, who is the hardest hitter on the team?
Last year, I'll say it was between Shiloh, obviously, and Rod. Rod, like, sometimes you'd be like, dang, that was Rod. Like, and he didn't weigh that much, but.
Rod has wheels, too, man.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's like that Kareem Jackson effect. It's like so fast that when he hits you, there's going to be a collision.
Oh, honorable mention would be Bentley, too. So he was he's in that conversation for sure.
Cortland's asking your thoughts on the potential of this year's defensive line.
We got more depth for sure. And I feel like just kind of things that we needed and seeing what we really needed just to go get it on third down and whatever situation, stopping the run, we got it now.
It feels like you guys are a lot more versatile. You have
different body types. Yeah. It definitely different needs. And like, that's, like I said, it's still a good thing with us not having the DC. Like, we still can see what we kind of need and what we want to do. So, yeah.
We're right around. We've talked about this before, but Coach Prime said on Undisputed the other day, like, essentially by the end of the week, he thinks. So, Thursday.
Who knows?
We'll see. Big TZ, is there anything from last season that personally pushed you for this season?
I'll say the last game, because I feel like we were like, okay, we need to go back to the drawing board and just get right going into this next season and stuff. So, guys are hungry. Like, I'll say one guy that definitely has been, like, on his job, and I'll celebrate for him is Alto.
Yeah.
Caskill, yeah. He works hard, I really will say. And then obviously he was battling injury coming back from, like, even his freshman year and stuff. Like, he's a different dude, and I really hope it pays off for him. But, like, so we got that mindset, like, man, we're trying to go. We want to win, so.
Are you and Alto friends?
Yeah, we're good friends.
I was going to say, I see some similarities in your personality.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's awesome. Baron asks, Sard and your dad was all conference in the 80s as a buff. Is that a goal for you as well?
Yes, sir. Like I said, I want to step into that role now. Obviously, I'm in my basically fourth season of playing football. So like, I feel like it's my time. So I got goals and aspirations just like everybody else on the team.
Let's go, man. Mm-hmm. Eric, when you enter the NFL draft and you could pick any team to draft you, what team would you pick?
I mean, I'll go to any team, honestly. That's the opportunity to play for one of the 32 teams. So, like I said, I'm grateful for wherever. I'm definitely, that's my goal. And like I said, I've been around some of the guys that are in the league right now. It's like, that lifestyle is awesome. So, that's what I'm trying to get to.
Smart answer. Cowboys or Broncos?
Jay with the super chat said to ask about the new uniforms. You already got something there. Appreciate the super chat though, man. And then Shirley, last one. Do you have a YouTube channel?
I did have a YouTube channel, but I need to like remake it. Yeah, it's under construction.
What kind of content do you want to make?
I just vlog really and just show my lifestyle, really lifestyle vlog. I mean, like I said, I love fashion, so clothes. I need to start posting more reels and stuff on Instagram because people actually ask me questions about clothing and everything. So
there you go.
I'm a fashionista at heart.
I love it.
That's one of my other hobbies. Like, that's something I do I'm on the net just looking at clothes and inspiration and everything else you could think of.
Hell yeah.
Well, I'm talking to like Shiloh. Obviously, they was just at the the Louis Vuitton fashion show. That was cool. So I asked him about his experience there and stuff. So
they bring you back anything from that?
They need to. I would like a bag or something. You know, like, unreleased. That's for real.
Yep.
Anything else?
All right.
Man, you've been awesome, Arden. Appreciate you, man. Glad that you can make it down after last year. I know we only got to talk to you a little bit last year, but you were great today, man.
No, thank you. I appreciate you having me. It was a great time.
More content with Arden coming soon, so keep an eye out.
Real soon.
Right. We'll have Neely tomorrow.
Yes.
And then, next week in Vegas for the Super Bowl. So tons of stuff coming your way.
We haven't talked about that a lot yet, but next week we'll be at the Super Bowl. We're going to put out a post of like who you want to hear us talk to. The reason we're going is because like everyone wants to talk about Coach Prime and the Buffs, you know, and everyone's at, you know, anyone you can think of in the football world is going to be there at Super Bowl. So we're super excited.
Who do you guys have in the Super Bowl? Who's your picks?
I would like to plead the fifth. I want the Niners
just
to win.
Just say it, bro.
But the Chiefs are going to win.
I agree.
Yeah, they're a solid team, man. I can't even lie. I was just like, dang, I want the 49ers to win too, but... And then obviously I knew Coach Wilkes was my DC at my freshman year at Mizzou. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of funny even seeing all that.
Yeah.
But, I feel like the Chiefs might win.
Just like Mahomes
versus
Purdy.
That man is different.
I know.
Yeah, he really is. Hate it.
We'll see, man. All right, Artie, appreciate you, man. You guys stay tuned for more content. We'll be back tomorrow. Let's go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs.
We all silly like the mayor.